Madeline Miller is my guest, and like me, she went to school in New England. For the last 10 years, she's been teaching and tutoring Latin, Greek, and Shakespeare to high school students. She's also studied at the University of Chicago's Committee on Social Thought and in the Dramaturgy Department at the Yale School of Drama, where she focused on the adaptation of classical texts to modern forms. Currently living in Cambridge, where she teaches and writes, Madeline Miller is especially proud of her work, The Song of Achilles. It won the 2012 Orange Prize and was a New York Times bestseller. It's been translated into 13 languages, including German, Spanish, Dutch, Mandarin, Japanese, Turkish, Arabic, and a language that Madeline knows well, Greek. We'll be talking to her about all of these topics and more. Madeline Miller, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely, and welcome to the program. Well, how tremendous. Your first novel, and it's won the Orange Prize for Fiction. Were you surprised?
Absolutely. It was a huge honor, and I was really excited to get to go and be there with the other shortlistees. I went completely not expecting to win, and when I did, it was just felt wonderful and very surreal.
That's terrific. Well, good for you. Tell me a little bit more about your background in creative writing. I know that you've spent some time on stage and that you're interested in theater, but you're interested in ancient Greek and Latin texts, probably came before that. Is that right?
Yes, it did. Actually, my love for the ancient texts goes all the way back to my childhood, when my mother used to read the Greek myths and the Iliad in particular to me as bedtime stories. And I loved them so much. That was really the beginning, and I just kept studying them after that.
That's great. Now, some people might say that reading the Iliad to a small child as a bedtime story might be traumatizing, but not for you, because, you know, to a great extent, I mean, there are sections of waiting around for something to happen and all of the Sturm und Drang surrounding Achilles, but it's also a war story.
Yes, it is. And I think my mom was wise and skipped over a lot of the splattering organs. One of the things about Homer is that along with all the beauty, he does not shy away from showing the ugliness of war as well. And if you're reading it in the ancient Greek, you actually learn all these words for internal organs because that's what's happening for pages and pages. So I think she was giving those parts a miss.
How funny. Well, so, you know, clearly you got some inspiration there, though. And when you went off to Brown, were you a classics major?
I was. I had loved Latin, and I was very fortunate that my high school Latin teacher had been able to teach us Greek as well on the side. So I went into Brown knowing that I really wanted to be a classics major and worked on that all the way through. Brown also had a really strong creative writing program, and I feel so silly looking back on it because I was so busy with classics that I never took any of the creative writing classes there, and I should have.
Well, it sounds like you were silly, or excuse me, that you were lucky just to have a Latin teacher at all, because
yes.
It's certainly not very common nowadays. I know you live in Cambridge, and I had a good friend who attended the Cambridge Ringe Latin School in Cambridge. I don't know if you know that one.
Yes.
But I think that there's an appreciation in New England, and especially among the Boston Brahmin, for these ancient languages that you don't find everywhere.
Well, I am a Cambridge transplant, so actually I've only been here for about a year and a half, so I don't totally know. But, I mean, I think I've been very fortunate that the schools I taught at and the schools I attended did have Latin, and I think it's a shame. You know, there are many, many wonderful languages, so I would not want to privilege Latin ahead of, you know, Spanish or other terrific languages. But there is something, I mean, that ancient poetry, I think if you can get to the ancient poetry, it just, you know, knocks your socks off. I think it's so amazing to get to communicate with ancient authors who are writing about people that are so recognizable that even though the kind of context has changed, people haven't. And there's something about saying, wow, this is a 3,000-year-old work, and I can see my family in it.
Absolutely. And a 3,000-year-old work about people and demigods that existed a couple thousand years before that.
Yes, yes.
And an incredible story. Well, if you're just joining us, Madeline Miller is my guest here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. And we are chatting about her new book. It's called The Song of Achilles, and it won the Orange Prize for Fiction. Madeline, we're going to take a quick break to hear a public service announcement. And then when we return, I'm hoping that you can read to us an excerpt from your novel.
I would love to.
Excellent. We'll be right back in just a moment with more of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Right now, we're chatting with Madeline Miller, who's the author of The Song of Achilles. It's a new novel that won the Orange Prize for Fiction, which is a very important prize. As Madeline said, it's an honor just to be shortlisted for such an important prize. But here with her first novel, she went and won it. We're chatting about that particular work. So, Madeline, have you been on a book tour? Have you been reading it around New England?
I have been. I'm actually on a paperback tour right now, which is very exciting. So the book came out first in the UK, so I started touring for that last year in England last fall, and then have been kind of traveling around ever since.
Excellent. Well, I know that you, in this novel, explore some of the homoerotic elements of Achilles. I know that you must delve into the war scenes as well. These are different parts of the book that would appeal perhaps to different readers. So I'm really curious to hear what snippet of this novel you're going to share with listeners this afternoon.
Well, maybe something that has a little bit of both.
Great.
This is actually the first time that Patroclus, who is the narrator of the novel, he's Achilles' best friend and later his lover, meets Achilles' mother, who is a goddess. The next night, when the household slept, I climbed out of our window. The moon was half full, bright enough for me to pick my way over the rocks without a torch. He had said that I was to stand in the surf and she would come. No, he had reassured me. You do not need to speak. She will know. The waves were warm and thick with sand. I shifted, watched the small white crabs run through the surf. I was listening, thinking I might hear the splash of her feet as she approached. A breeze blew down the beach, and grateful, I closed my eyes to it. When I opened them again, she was standing before me. She was taller than I was, taller than any woman I had ever seen. Her black hair was loose down her back, and her skin shone luminous and impossibly pale, as if it drank light from the moon. She was so close I could smell her, seawater laced with dark brown honey. I did not breathe. I did not dare. "You are Patroclus." I flinched at the sound of her voice, hoarse and rasping. I had expected chimes, not the grinding of rocks in the surf. "Yes, lady." Distaste ran over her face. Her eyes were not like a human's. They were black to their center and flecked with gold. I could not bring myself to meet them. "He will be a god," she said. I did not know what to say, so I said nothing. She leaned forward, and I half thought she might touch me, but of course she did not. "Do you understand?" I could feel her breath on my cheek, not warm at all, but chilled like the depths of the sea. "Do you understand?" He had told me, too, that she hated to be kept waiting. "Yes." She leaned closer still, looming over me. Her mouth was a gash of red, like the torn-open stomach of a sacrifice, bloody and oracular. Behind it, her teeth shone sharp and white as bone. "Good." Carelessly, as if to herself, she added, "You will be dead soon enough." She turned and dove into the sea, leaving no ripples behind her.
I love the bit about how she reminds Patroclus of his mortality. Mm-hmm. Those of us who have read the original, of course, know what that means more than Patroclus does.
Yes. Well, and fate and destiny and sort of things that are hanging over individual mortals' lives are a heavy foundation in the ancient work. So,
Absolutely. Well, we've talked about some of your source material, and we're chatting with Madeline Miller this afternoon about her Orange Prize-winning novel. But what? Tell me more about other reading of fiction that you've done. Surely it wasn't only Homer that gave you inspiration to turn to the novel as a creative writing enterprise.
No, it wasn't. And actually, that although the story is an epic story, I was really looking to the world of lyric poetry and lyrical writing as sort of the voice of the main character. There are so many contemporary authors that I absolutely adore. I grew up reading Laurie Moore, Margaret Atwood, whose language is like poetry, whether or not she's writing poetry. I love the author David Mitchell, he has written Cloud Atlas, and most recently, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet, I think. So they're wonderful, wonderful authors. I love Victor Hugo. As a child, I read everything and anything I could get my hands on, and that has continued, I found, as an adult.
That's terrific. Well, we're talking about The Song of Achilles, and as my guest Madeline Miller mentioned, it came out originally in hardback in Britain, has won the Orange Prize, and has been a New York Times bestseller here in the United States. If you go to her website, madelinemiller.com, you can also see a book trailer on video, a video trailer for this particular first book, which won the 2012 Orange Prize for Fiction. Madeline, it's been a pleasure to meet you on the telephone and on the radio, and I wish you continued success with the paperback version of your new book, The Song of Achilles.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care.